No, Otto, never did I doubt thee. Thou art wonderful.
Exeunt R2-D2, Lando, and Chewbacca with C-3PO into the Millennium Falcon.
I know that I should fly, and yet for Han's sake would I stay and slay each enemy that cometh from within. Love unfulfilled turns quickly into spite, and vengefulness doth fill the empty place within my heart. Oh, die 1,000 times, ye basest beasts who fed upon my love! Oh, brutes! Ye think not of the lives ye take. You are but senseless minions who fulfill the sordid whims of your imperial lords. Belike 'tis not your fault, for you are by a merciless vile emperor controlled. Yet I shall strike at ye till you do fall, for every pain that you have given to me. The loss of Alderaan, of my great friends, and now the loss of my beloved one. Oh, die, ye mindless men of Empire cruel! I shall upon the Empire be revenged, until my gallant Han hath been avenged.
Exit Princess Leia. Scene 3. Bespin, the Cloud City. Enter Luke Skywalker.
Where am I now, and where are all my friends? Some wrong turn have I ta'en, and now I'm lost within a cavern dark and filled with mist. R2 is left behind. I am alone. What evil lurks within this passage bleak? What fate shall I discover in this place? What power hath brought me here? Is it the Force? If not, what messenger of darkness vile hath given me up unto this realm of fear? The cold I feel is as on Dagobah, when in the cave my darkest self I faced. The thoughts I thought therein do now return, the questions that did rise and give me pause. Oh, what is life and what our purpose here? Are living creatures made for pain and strife? Do we but walk our days upon the ground to perish without memory or fame? If so, what shall we seek whilst we yet live? Is brave adventure worthy of our time, or should we seek the principle of pleasure? Are family and children noble aims, or is the Force itself our holy goal? Is life a quest, or is it but a farce? A splendid journey, or a fool's crusade? Such questions plague my soul and make me doubt. They draw my mind toward the darkest thoughts that e'er I've known since I became a man. And here, away from Dagobah, I have no firm assurance of my safety, nor the comfort of my master being here. Thus shall I face my fortune by myself, without my mentors great to give me help. The thought doth bring me trepidation, for I have relied upon their counsel wise. Be with me here in spirit, if not form, good Obi-Wan and Yoda, masters true. Oh, life, oh, fate, I would I knew my place, my time, my end, my destiny complete. But I cannot see why or how life is. Because the past is not a perfect guide, and since the future still remains unknown, my fate shall I meet in the present tense.
A sound is heard.
But soft. I hear slow footsteps drawing near.
Enter Darth Vader.
The Force is with thee now, young Skywalker. In truth, thou art not a Jedi yet.
'Tis Vader, and 'tis fate. Let it begin.
They duel. Enter Chorus.
Oh, mighty duel. Oh, action ne'er surpassed. The lightsabers do clash and glow like fire. Darth Vader in the villain's role is cast, while Luke's young temper turneth soon to ire. They flash and fly like dancers in a set, yet never dance did know such deadly mood. Luke tires, and soon his brow begins to sweat, whilst Vader doth attack with strength renewed.
Forsooth, young one, 'tis plain thou hast learned much.
Thou shalt find me full of surprises yet!
Thy destiny doth lie with me, Skywalker. Your teacher Obi-Wan did know 'twas true.
Thou liest! Oh, thou villain cruel and cold!
They duel, and Luke falls into the carbon-freezing machine.
'Twas far too simple trapping him within. Perhaps the boy is not as powerful as my great Emperor and I did think.
Luke leaps out of the carbon-freezing machine.
I am not captured yet, thou Lord of Hate. Thou must another evil scheme derive to catch me in thy snares, for I am quick and move with all the power of the Force.
Impressive, most impressive, worthy lad. Thine Obi-Wan hath taught thee well, and thou hast mastered all thy fears. Now go, release thine anger, for thy hate alone can strike me down. Now 'tis the moment to provoke his inner rage. Come, walls, machines, and parts, and come at him from every side. He'll be made weak, and in his weakness, darkness find.
Darth Vader uses the Force to strike Luke with nearby objects.
Alas, I fall! Oh, fate, be on my side!
Luke falls out a window.
The battle goes exactly as foreseen. The boy is powerful and skilled, 'tis true, but his young powers are no match for mine. It seems that Obi-Wan was weak with age, for this boy's training still is incomplete. He shall be turned yet, for I still hold the news that shall undo him utterly. He thinks the speed of my lightsaber and my power to send objects hurtling at him are the worst that I can muster, but my greatest weapon yet shall break his soul, not touch his body. He shall know the truth. But even as I plan to share with him the story of his father, I must pause. The strange confusion I before have felt hath come again into my mind. What is't? I know no better fate for him and me than to be joined in service to my lord and emperor, so why am I confused? Enough of this now, Vader. Finish it. The boy shall turn, or he shall be destroyed.
Exit Darth Vader. Luke begins to climb through the window.
Oh, pain. Oh, bitter weariness. I did not know the power of the Force till now, till it to purpose rank was turned on me. Now for my very life I grasp and hold onto the precipice whereon I cling. Be with me now, O Ben, restore my strength. I see that Vader hath ta'en flight, yet it is plain he doth but wait for his next chance. Some hope remains e'en now amidst my fear. He may yet be defeated. All's not lost. I have regained my footing, and may rest until the fight must be resumed. Now, quick, look deep within your heart, Luke, and recall the teachings of your gentle master Yoda. Breathe deeply and call on the Force that it may show to thee the path that thou must take. Oh, give me strength to win this battle now, or, if not win, maintain my sense of right. But lo, Darth Vader cometh once again!
Enter Darth Vader. They duel, and Luke is forced to the edge of a deep cavern.
This is the end for thee, Skywalker. See, thou art defeated now. Resistance would be futile. Let yourself not be destroyed as Obi-Wan did, weak old man he was.
They duel. Darth Vader cuts off Luke's right hand with his lightsaber.
Oh, horror! Oh, vast pain exceeding words!
Thou shalt find no escape. Do not make me destroy thee. Great importance shalt thou have within the Empire's power, and thine own shall only grow with time. I prithee, join with me, and I your training shall complete. When our strength is combined, we shall conclude this bitter conflict and bring order to the galaxy entire.
I never shall join with thee! I would rather be destroyed!
The boy doth admirably keep his head. But now I shall unleash the final blow. If thou but knewest all the power of the dark side. Obi-Wan hath never told thee of what happened to thy father, Luke.
Oh, he hath spoken much. And he hath told me of the truth, that thou didst slay him, aye! And without cause or mercy, murderer, most vile and wretched?
No, I am thy father.
Nay, 'tis not true! It is impossible!
Pray, search thy feelings, Luke. Thou knowest it is true.
Nay!
Luke, thou mayst the Emperor destroy. He hath foreseen what thou wouldst do. It is thy destiny. Come, join with me. Together we shall rule the galaxy as son and father. Come now, Luke. It is the only way. The dark side is thy path. Oh, join with me, and we shall be as one.
Luke looks down and drops into the cavern.
I fall, and yet no death's upon me yet. I fall, for 'tis a better path than hate.
He falls, and welcomes death instead of power. He falls, but I can sense he liveth still.
I have not died, but pass into the shaft. I have not died, though I may wish it so.
He hath not died. His heart screams in its fear. He hath not died. So may he yet be turned.
Luke falls onto a weather vane at the bottom of the shaft.
I am held fast by this vane or the clouds. I am held fast by some miraculous power.
He is held fast within the dark side's grasp. He is held fast by his own clouded mind.
Exit Darth Vader.
Oh, Ben, I call to thee, but wilt thou hear? I do remember thou didst say thou couldst not interfere in this, but oh, Ben, hear! Alas, my mentor's gone for'er, and gives no answer. E'en deserted by the dead, if he cannot appear and rescue me, then I shall try the living. Leia, next I call to thee. I prithee, Leia, hear!
Enter Chewbacca, Princess Leia, and Lando, aside in the Millennium Falcon.
What is this voice that echoes in mine ears? 'Tis Luke. I know it is. Yet how is it that I do hear him when he is not nigh? No matter. More important 'tis that I respond unto his call. We must go back.
What didst thou say?
I know where Luke is.
What about the fighters drawing near?
I prithee, Chewie. Han we could not save, but may yet rescue Luke if we make haste.
But what about the fighters, Princess? Pray peace, good Wookiee. Thou shalt have thy way.
They approach Luke in the ship. Lando breaks off from the others to let Luke in.
What ties most deep do bind these souls as one? In all my workings as a businessman, in all my making deals and earning more, I have forgotten what doth make life rich. 'Tis friendship, love, and sacrifice that make a life. And I too long have not lived well. Farewell the former Lando, lonely man. Farewell the selfish pride and high ambition. Farewell to scoundrelhood and avarice. Farewell to all the things my life has been. From now, I shall the great rebellion serve, and join myself unto this band of friends, whatever befall, pain, injury, or death.
Lando opens the hatch. Luke drops from the weather vane into the ship.
Now come, brave Luke, whose mates to thee are dear. I have not met thee, but do call thee brother. Give me your hand, good sir, if we be friends, and Lando shall in time restore amends. Good princess, let us fly, for all is well.
Oh, Luke, my heart doth swell to see thee safe. Thou hast been caught within Darth Vader's trap, but now thou art delivered and restored.
Luke and Leia embrace while Lando returns to the cockpit.
Now go with me unto the cot and rest. In time we shall trade tales of grief and woe.
The man is saved, but now the battle's on. For by TIE fighters is our ship pursued.
The Falcon is attacked, Luke. Lie thou back. I shall anon return to give thee aid.
Leia goes to the cockpit.
Behold, a Star Destroyer doth approach.
Make ready, Chewie, for the light speed jump.
Aye, if thy people fixed the hyperdrive. Coordinates are set. 'Tis time we flew.
Now make it so.
The Millennium Falcon makes a sound and fails.
I was told 'twas fixed. My trust I gave them to repair the ship. Some treachery and villainy lie here. Forgive me, I know not what hath transpired. 'Tis not my fault. In troth, 'tis not my fault.
Enter Darth Vader and Admiral Piett on balcony.
The ship shall be in tractor-beaming range before thou canst say aye.
Thy trusty men disabled the Swift Falcon's hyperdrive.
They did, my lord.
'Tis well. Prepare to board their ship and set all weapons on to stun. They have not made escape for long, and soon Skywalker shall be in my hand again, and I shall bring him to the Emperor.
Indeed, my lord, I shall with joy comply. The rebels shall be in our grasp anon.
Exit Admiral Piett while Darth Vader stares into space. Enter C-3PO and R2-D2, who is repairing C-3PO.
Why have we not a light speed flown?
Leap squeak!
What dost thou mean that we cannot? How canst thou know the hyperdrive disabled is?
Beep, meep, meep, beep. Whistle me, beep.
The city central processor hath told thee so? Oh, R2-D2, how have I oft warned thee of talking to a strange computer? Now attend to my repair.
R2-D2 continues to repair C-3PO.
Luke, well I know that thou canst sense my call.
My father...